I recently was, actually right before I came here, I was with my family and experienced what I would guess is now a Shimpa party.
A Shimpa party. I've been to a lot of those.
And next time I'd like you to join us, if you would.
I'd love to.
Anyway, one of my parents abused me frequently as a child, and I'm just recently sort of dealing with this a lot and understanding it. And I found myself this week in this struggle of recognizing my reactions and trying to stay where I was and not do my old patterns, and at the same time wanting to have some compassion for the abuser, and yet needing to draw some very clear boundaries because she still abuses. And I'm struggling with this issue of how do I have compassion for her at the same time that I really have to draw boundaries. It seems like there's some conflict between the psychological thought of drawing boundaries and the Buddhist thought of staying open to someone.
Right. No, there is no conflict. Boundaries is a good. Buddha would like boundaries. Boundaries is a prajna issue. You see what's going to escalate the pain. You're very clear about it. Boundaries help everybody. Boundaries are extremely compassionate. Usually we do a dance together, the abuser and the abused, because of confusion and ignorance and a lot of things. When you start to draw boundaries, then the abuser is stopped short and they don't like it. But what could be more compassionate than to stop someone from hurting people, you know? Because they've never heard about Shenpa, but basically there's a lot functioning there that causes them to hurt. Do you see what I'm saying? So I think at this point, let your compassion be the boundaries and make an aspiration that your setting of boundaries will benefit your parent. And just leave it at that for now. And then when hateful thoughts and stuff come up in your mind, just notice that that's happening. Taste it in your mouth and, you know, you might ask yourself, does it make you happy? You know, things like that. But on the other hand, my experience with forgiveness is that it sort of comes spontaneously at a certain point, and to try to force it, it's not really forgiveness. It's Buddhist philosophy or something, spiritual jargon that you're trying to live up to, but you're really just using it against yourself as another reason why you're not okay. Do you see what I'm saying? Let your setting of boundaries be non-aggressive, clear, prajna-based, like what's kicking the wheel for you, you know, and help your parent in that way, with, at least with you, stop kicking the wheel. And also make supplication or just the aspiration or the wish that your parent would gain some insight in this lifetime and not be continuing to hurt people. You know, like I have a little shrine or altar, whatever you call it, and sometimes in a situation like that one, I don't want to concretize it or make it solid. I want to keep it ineffable. So I just write their name down on a nice piece of paper and I keep it on my shrine or I keep it in a Dharma book or something. And sometimes amazing things happen and sometimes nothing happens, but it's still your heart connection. So you can do something like that. Just write the name down and put it in a place where you think it might, something might enter into it. Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe it sounds a little superstitious, but it's really the spirit. And then I think beyond that, you just wait and see what happens.
Thank you. That's very helpful.